What if there was a sticker you could put on your body and it would help you heal more quickly, give you more energy, regulate your heart and nervous system, and actually reverse your age? I actually sat on this episode for a couple of months. I recorded with Darlene back in the fall, and I'm releasing this in March of 2024. I couldn't really wrap my head around the fact that stickers on my body were actually improving my health. I had to give it a lot of time before I brought this episode to you all. I have a commitment to my listeners that I want to be a guardian of your time. When I am in your ears, I want it to be worth it. And if I'm going to offer up a product or a service, I want to be sure I fully vetted it and prove to you, the listener, that it works. Well, holy crap, guess what? Stickers on my body have been working, and it's called LifeWave. And Darlene Green has become a friend of mine. She is such a wealth of knowledge. I absolutely loved interviewing her for this episode. And what I'm even more excited about is to introduce you to this LifeWave stem cell technology that is really groundbreaking. It is beyond my comprehension still. I want you to know I even tested it by not using it for a little bit, and I could tell the difference. I broke my leg in December of 2023 and have had a miraculous recovery, and I think part of it is due to these patches. They're called patches, but they do feel like a sticker. Listen to this episode with curiosity. I invite you to go to the show notes where you can find ways to purchase these patches. You can reach out to me via my email with questions if you're like, seriously, really, this actually works. And I'm happy to converse with you and talk you through it. It really has changed my life for the better. And it is yet another example of, I've said this before on this show, most things that have helped me heal have not been covered by insurance. And here is another example. So without further ado, I am so excited to bring you Darlene Green. Welcome to the Heart Chamber, hope, inspiration, and healing, conversations on open heart surgery. I am your host, Boots Knighton. If you are a heart patient, a caregiver, a healthcare provider, a healer, or are just looking for open-hearted living, this podcast is for you. To make sure you are in rhythm with the Heart Chamber, be sure to subscribe or follow wherever you are listening to this episode. While you're listening today, think of someone who may appreciate this information. The number one way people learn about a podcast is through a friend. Don't you want to be the reason someone you know gained this heartfelt information? And if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram, two different places, at boots.knighton or at the Heart Chamber Podcast. You can also find me on LinkedIn as well as Facebook. But enough with the directions. Without further delay, let's get to this week's episode. Hello, Darlene. Thank you so much for joining me on the Heart Chamber. I'm so grateful I have met you for so many reasons. You just have this infectious personality, and I feel like we just became instant friends. And so thank you so much for your generosity and spending time with me and my listeners on the Heart Chamber today.
It's such a pleasure, Boots. You're an inspiration yourself to not just me, but everyone who listens to you or connects with you. I love what you're doing, and I think it's an honor for me to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And so Darlene and I met through basically a dating app for podcasters, and it's called Podmatch. And I've met so many lovely people through there, but Darlene kind of rises to the top. And Darlene, you approached me with this LifeWave patch, and I had never heard of it. And I have to say, of all the people I've had the opportunity, and it truly is an opportunity to meet people through this site, you by far have given me so much hope for the future for health. And you introduced me to LifeWave. I had never heard of it before. And so can you please just start from the beginning of what LifeWave is? And then you have such a personal, powerful story with these incredible patches.
Yes. Thank you. What sweet things to say. Thank you, Boots. So we're talking today about the X39 LifeWave patch and some other LifeWave patches that activates your GHKCU copper peptide. And not only does it activate your GHKCU copper peptide, that then elevates and activates your stem cells. Well, stem cells, I didn't know this, and I learned it because my husband got early Alzheimer's and we went exploring for solutions. We'll talk about that in a bit. But your stem cells, when you're 30, half of them are dormant. And when you're 60, and I'm 58, they're almost all dormant. So they're floating around in there. They're just not doing anything for you. So the most amazing thing is that you have this opportunity to go into your body with this amazing ability to raise this copper peptide. And it's a well-established science. There have been, I don't know, tons of studies done on copper peptide. You can Google it in PubMed. It's specifically ones on the heart, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But such an amazing thing. So what this is doing, and now you know because you've been wearing the patches, but this little patch, it's like a little mirror that's reflecting the light that you have inside of you. So if I looked at you with night vision goggles on, you have light inside of you. And this reflects the light back inside of you at a very specific wavelength to elevate that copper peptide. And a lot of people will go, oh, this sounds a little bit woo-woo. But I'm going to say, you understand when you go out in the sun, your body makes vitamin D, right? Everybody knows that. That's understood. Everybody accepts that. You understand when you go out in the sun, your body makes melanin. Everybody understands it. We've had light therapy for 5,000 years. People are going into infrared saunas. People are doing red light therapy, blue light therapy, all sorts of light therapy. You have a light inside of you, and your body has an innate wisdom and knows what to do when it's helped out. So by reflecting that light back at that specific wavelength, this copper peptide elevates your stem cells and activates them. That has caused this rejuvenation, repair, remodeling, you name it. There's nothing stem cells can't help. And we want to make sure that everyone knows that LifeWave products are not intended to cure, treat, diagnose, or prevent disease, even if they do. But they're in the same general wellness category of a Band-Aid, because no medicine is going into you. It doesn't have to be on your body. It can even be on your clothing if you're sensitive to sticky. It can be anywhere on your body and it will activate. And there's over 90 clinical studies. The double-blind placebo-controlled studies had it either in the back of the neck or below the belly button. But there are thousands of stories of amazing results wherever it is on your body. So that is what we're talking about today. And we'll talk about some of the science that's resulted from that and the results that people see from that. If you want, now I'll shift to why I got into it.
Yes, because it's such an amazing story.
Well, it's a sad story, and it's a story with a bit of a silver lining, because I wouldn't have ever discovered the patches, I don't think, without it. But I also, you know, would never have wished my husband to have early Alzheimer's either. So my husband had a neurological decline for a few years. We got it checked out. We discovered that he had early Alzheimer's. He also had mold. And for anybody who has dementia, I've actually recently learned that 70 to 80% of people that have dementia or Alzheimer's, it's initially foundationally established by mold and by insulin resistance. So that's part of why it's the type 3 diabetes, right? For a long time, I was trying to figure out, is it really mold only, or is it really Alzheimer's? And since they'll tell you we can't really do a full diagnosis until your autopsy, I was not really sure what to make of it. But we did do a spinal tap. It was confirmed to be at least 99% Alzheimer's. there's just no good medicine for Alzheimer's. And the only ones that they do have, not only do they only affect symptoms, they don't actually slow the progression of the disease, but they could potentially be accelerating the progression of the disease. So that's a problem. And there's metadata analysis to suggest that. So we were trying other things. In fact, we went out of country 4 times in a year, every quarter, to go get IV stem cells at very high expense, $10,000 for an IV and injections. And I'll tell you, we did it for him and we did it for me because I have 3 or 4 autoimmune disorders, and we'll talk about me later. But so they didn't do anything. We didn't see any improvement. We didn't see any change whatsoever. The decline kind of continued. We tried hyperbaric chamber. That actually, I think, may have made things worse. We were doing hyperbaric chamber 3 times a week for a month. It was not like a one and done. And that didn't really help at all either. We did lead ozone spinning therapy. We did hydrogen water. We completely revamped the diet, but that was years ago, including following the Dr. Bredesen protocol. Anybody that has Alzheimer's needs to know about Dr. Bredesen and follow his protocol. He's the only one, I think, in the country or the world that's reversing Alzheimer's. You certainly know alcohol, no Diet Coke, no sodas, very quality food, vegetables, low carb, no white sugar, no white flour, you know, that kind of thing. We added strength training. We added high intensity training. We worked on a sleep protocol. We certainly worked on detoxifying the mold, all of these things. Nothing was making any difference. So at the point in time when I was introduced to the patches, which I'd really lost my husband. And when I say lost him, I hadn't lost him physically like he was dead, but I lost him in that his personality, he was a shell of his former self. He was napping 3.5 hours a day. So I would go check, like, are you alive? You know, that's a long nap. He was lying asleep then at 7 o'clock at night. He was completely disengaged from conversation. And it was sad because I think it was just too challenging for him. And if he did step into a conversation, it was like 3 conversations behind. He was certainly asked the same questions over and over again. I think the thing that broke my heart and that was the most sad for me was that he was no longer trying to be funny. And being funny is core to his personality. That's everything. That's who he is. So we were introduced to these patches, and I was all in. I've since read all the 90 clinical studies. I have done a ton of research on it. I've listened to thousands of stories and testimonies that just knock my socks off. But I will tell you, I was all in when you said this will activate stem cells. Now, back then when I was introduced, you could actually say that. Since then, the FDA has come in and said that stem cells, including your own stem cells, are a drug. And I can't say that this activates stem cells. What I can say is it activates and elevates GHKCU, and that activates and elevates stem cells. So you'll see me do this little dance just to be compliant. Anyway, in the very first week of wearing the patches, he did not nap at all. That 3.5 hour nap that he'd been taking for a year went away. He didn't fall asleep at 7 p.m. at night. Boots, he was so chatty. It was like a dam broke and he had 2 years worth of stuff to say and it all came rushing out. But it was not just like jabber. It wasn't word salad anymore. It was on point. It was appropriate. It was replying quickly. He was with it. And that was just unbelievable. And then on top of that, he wasn't asking me the same questions over and over again. Thank you. And then on top of that, he was funny, he was flirty, and he was back to his original personality. And that's just the first week, right? After that, we had more amazing things happen. The second week, he got the best deep sleep of his life by a lot. It had been 15 minutes with all the efforts we had taken. Now it was 1 hour, 25 minutes. He then, at the 2.5 month mark, he regained the ability to whistle. Now that's really good brain work right there. He's an amazing whistler, and he couldn't whistle anymore. He was like a 5-year-old trying to learn how to whistle all over again. And all of a sudden he had it back. He was able to drum to the beat. His blood pressure, near and dear to all people who are thinking about their heart, his blood pressure had gone from 172 over 94 to 135 over 87. That's a 37 point drop. That was amazing. On top of that, at the 5 month mark, he regained his sense of smell, which he lost 15 years ago. Good neuro thing going on there. If anybody has lost their sense of smell, not related to COVID or the virus, that is actually an early warning indicator for Alzheimer's, and she should go get it checked, because I didn't know that then. I know it now. Also, he had a huge bald spot. He always has. And that bald spot just keeps closing up and closing up and closing up. And not only is it closing up, but chestnut brown hair is growing in there. He's always had blonde or silver gray hair. So to see this dark hair all over his head, now I'm like, when have you ever had chestnut brown hair? And he said, when I was a kid, I did. So all of those things were just amazing. And I will say, by no means is my husband cured of Alzheimer's, but I have my husband back and I have hope, because these are really good, amazing neural things that are going on. And it's the only thing that I've seen that we've ever done that's actually made improvements. We were doing the steep decline and then we started to get up, and that's huge, right? So that's my husband's story. And my own story is maybe less impressive, but maybe more relevant, maybe more relatable to some people. I've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia, something that is related to the heart. The cardiologist, they wanted me to take fluticortisol to increase my blood pressure so we wouldn't pass out. And the last thing you want to do is take any kind of medicine to increase your blood pressure. It just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. But I was at that point where I had to do that. What also happened, I was kind of managing all of these things fairly well. I was exercising. Certainly, we've been eating right. We devote ourselves to making sure we get good sleep, you know, all of the right things. But I still had body aches, regular headaches. I couldn't lose weight. I was postmenopausal and not able to lose weight, dry skin, rosacea. But worse, what happened is I tripped down the last three steps of our staircase and I snapped my ankle. I broke my foot. I snapped my ankle 100% tore one ligament and 90% tore another ligament. So I was in pain. Not only what that did was I was no longer able to exercise. I was no longer able to move. I'd have to say, honey, can you get me a glass of ice water? And he would just look at me with deer in the headlights and say, like, I don't even know where to begin. What are you asking? How can I help? He would want to do it, but he didn't know where the cups were. He didn't know how to do an ice water. And we'd do this over and over again all day long. And every time it was like brand new. And I was sad. I finally hit acceptance, I think, of the Alzheimer's and depression. And I wanted to cry every day. And I was in pain from my broken foot and sprained ankle. I'd been in pain for 5 months in that chair, scheduled me for surgery, but it took a long time to get in. So all of these things were really weighing on me. So the very first day, I put on Ice Wave. I put on a lot of patches, so don't get me wrong. There are benefits to all of them, but Ice Wave is the pain relieving patch. And this patch took me out of pain for the first time in 5 months. I'm one of those people, I've heard you talk about with people on your podcast, people that hypermetabolize drugs. That's me. Nothing really works for me. Vicodin, Percocet, morphine. I've had an anesthesiologist actually say to me, I've given you enough drugs to put down a small elephant. Not a nice thing to say, by the way. But so when you give me these light wave therapy patches and they take my pain away within 15 seconds, I am like blown away by that. And I thought, okay, that's just impossible. I'm a skeptic like anybody else. Like, I'm just like, I have a hard time believing it, even though I was feeling it. So I thought it must have just been the day and time at the 5 month mark that my pain went away. But then that night I took you, because you wear the patches 12 hours on and then you take them off for 12 hours. I took them off and all of a sudden within 15 minutes, my foot was just throbbing. And I was like, oh, there it is. Nope, definitely the patches. So that was really my my first amazing indicator. The second one was just energy. I had so much energy. I was in the kitchen cooking, thinking, I don't know why I hated to cook. I've always hated to cook, but I'm in there cooking up more in a week than I had in a year. And I'm thinking, I think I just didn't have the energy to cook. It just took energy. I didn't have headaches. That was huge. I actually never went anywhere without Fioranil or Furoset, which is a medicine that I would use to stop my migraines. I haven't taken any of that since I started the patches 9 months ago. I had better sleep. My sleep improved as well. I was no longer stress eating. And that was huge. So weight just dropped off of me. There's a patch that actually gets rid of sugar and hunger cravings. And I didn't even know what an amazing thing that was until I actually ran out of that patch and stopped using it. And then I realized that was giving me this feeling of calmness around food that I don't think I've had since high school. And 10 pounds just dropped right off. So that was amazing. And then I also had this amazing experience where my depression just lifted. It just left me. And I can't even tell you when, sometime within maybe the first 2 weeks, I noticed I wasn't sad. I didn't feel like crying. I was actually happy. I was able to live in a place of gratitude again, which is, I'm a huge person on gratitude. When I was the dean of a boarding school, I actually made gratitude journals for the girls and I taught them all how to be grateful and how that's one of the things that can increase your baseline happiness, right? So I'm big on that, but I was having trouble with it because, you know, it's not always easy. So for all the people that are in pain or have PTSD or ADHD or anxiety or depression or any of these things, I have to say, what could be more amazing than a drug-free approach for lifting that depression? There are tons of testimonials of people that have no longer any of those symptoms, are no longer on any of those medications, whether that's depression medicine, anxiety medicine, PTSD medicine, or blood pressure medicine, or cholesterol medicine, or thyroid medicine. They're just no longer having to take them. And even for addicts, like if you could be on a something that helps you with pain that isn't a drug. I have a friend who lost her son. He was an addict, and he was clean finally after being going through the work. Got clean, got in a car accident, and was just sort of like trying to refuse medicine, like but couldn't live without something. He accidentally took his daytime pain medicine too close to his nighttime sleep medicine, and his heart stopped and he didn't wake up. And so she's on a mission around the world to take and show people Ice Wave and these patches, because had he had an alternative to the drugs, then he would be with us today, right? I guess the last thing I would say is I had very bad rosacea. This was years with a dermatologist trying to clear up my skin, and I just had pimples and acne and redness, and every time they put anything on my skin, it would burn like fire. And I would be like, that is not working. And I will say it took some time. It took probably 3 months before I noticed the difference in my skin, but it was remarkable, the difference. Now the rosacea is gone. My skin is so soft. My sunspot, that I had a pretty significant sunspot over here, age spot, that just lightened and disappeared. Pores got smaller. My elbows are soft. Every part of me is just so much softer. And I used to have to lather myself up with Cetaphil cream, and I don't anymore. So just an amazing response myself. And then my family and my friends. I have a million stories, and I won't continue with those because we could be here all day if I talked about all the different people.
Incredible. And I took a picture of us that I'll put on Instagram and my webpage so everyone can see how glowing you are. And I want to take a step back. You know, when I said at the beginning, your story is amazing, thinking about you and your husband, I mean, yes, it's also heart-wrenching. And like you said, you got your husband back. He still has Alzheimer's. But would you say, is it just slow the progression? Has LifeWave been able to do any research around that and like fully reversing it yet?
Let's talk about that. So what they have found in studies, so there's a brain study that I love. It's a double-blind placebo-controlled brain study. And in that brain study, wearing X39, it was a 2019 SciTech study. And you can actually dig in and see that study and read that study from the website, the I Am Reverse Aging website. So in this study, they did three EEGs. And what they found in the EEGs was the very first one, like let's say there's hypercoherence, which is redness. So the circle's filled with red. And red stands for inflammation and anger and PTSD and a poor communicating hemispheres, like from one to the other. It's like an LA traffic jam. So that's the beginning. Then they started wearing X39. And then 3 weeks later, they did another EEG. And the color map had changed, and the yellows and the greens and the blues had come in. And people were reporting, I'm calmer, feeling clearer. My brain, I'm having better memory. I'm able to focus differently. Things that I think you've experienced. And then in the 6 week point, you find that there's a whole new brain map. And in this brain map, people, again, are reporting great, great symptoms, right? So what the actual findings of the study are, yes, it increased GHKCU. It supported cell and nerve regeneration. It balanced the brain. It improved coherence. It improved the nervous system. It lowered anxiety. It decreased brain inflammation. It improved memory, focus, cognitive brain function, and task processing. And those things are improved. So not only for him, but for me. I mean, I can feel it. I can see it. And there are people who have done MRIs of their brain who had Alzheimer's, who after wearing the patches, they do a new MRI and their brain mapping looks improved. There are 75% improvement in some cases of that brain mapping. So I think from my perspective, from my husband, I think the things that I talked about that have improved have in fact improved, and they've stayed improved. There are other things that have declined. He sometimes loses, what decade are we in? And that's very common. Can't remember names. I don't know if it says well. I think he couldn't remember names very well before either. But other things like haven't improved. So I wouldn't say that he's on a full ride incline yet, or decline yet, or, you know, some things are getting better and some things are not. And I don't know what that's going to pose for the future, but I do know that there's just tremendous improvement on the brain, especially with the nerve growth, that improving neuronal sensitivity towards growth factors. I mean, the ability to grow new blood vessels and help to clean out the blood. So while we're getting rid of the mold and we're working on the brain, I have a lot of hope.
And that was what I wanted to say next, is the big difference I'm hearing is hope. When you're talking about your husband at the beginning and the quick decline and just everything y'all were trying to do wasn't working, and these patches have given you hope. It has reversed some things. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we are still mortal beings.
Yeah, but I feel like the power of the stem cell is so magnificent. It may just be taking time. And I do believe that the stem cell, you know, in your body, in the right place, working as it needs to, properly supported with water and the other things we need to do, can really make a difference. I mean, we know that it's this one patch in 24 hours resets 3,000 to 4,000 genes to their younger, healthier state. So genes express in the on and off position, right? And we have environmental factors that affect that, how we eat and exercise affects that. So if we're resetting those genes to a younger, healthier state, and some of those are cancer genes, in fact, let me jump back a little bit and talk about GHKCU for a moment, because, you know, I feel like what people may not know about GHKCU, again, it's been studied for 50 years. There are books, entire books written about this. Here's one called How to Reverse Aging, A Comprehensive Guide to Copper Peptides. And it's by Dr. John Harman. Speaking of let's make sure I talk about the heart with him. But he captured all the studies that have been done on GHKCU and the benefits. And people typically, prior to the patch, were getting GHK via injection or via creams on their face because they knew that it was helping with fine lines and wrinkles and that kind of thing and photo damage. At injections, there's one doctor who said she was doing 4 injections a day and not getting the same elevation of GHKCU as this patch. So what is a GHKCU known to do, proven to do? Well, 1, increase stem cells and produce growth factors. 2, protect lung cells, including restoring healthy function in COPD. It's an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. We've talked about what it can do for the brain and nerves, but GHKCU alters expression of human genes, induces strong anxiety, induces anti-aggression, induces anti-pain. Anti-cancer benefits include topping 1309 bioactive compounds, which is recommended for the treatment of colon cancer, reset programmed cell death of human cancer cells. Reset the programmed cell death of human cancer cells. And that's neuroblastoma, leukemia, and breast cancer cells in human. But it did not affect healthy cells. It inhibited NFKBP65, which is believed to promote cancer. It repaired damaged DNA, and it reset 84 genes to growth or enhanced cancer inhibition. When you talk about resetting 84 genes to growth or cancer inhibition, that's ginormous. Then there's the skin and hair. There's the accelerated wound healing. I mean, if you look on the website, you can see the amazing healing and remodeling that's done on scar tissue. And when we talk about scar tissue, we often think about scars on our outside of us, but we have a lot of scars, particularly if you've had heart surgery, on the inside that can create complications. I've had feet surgeries, ankle surgeries. I mean, those scar tissues can sometimes affect my mobility in a way that is problematic. So the ability to go in and have the stem cells just sort of eat up that old tissue and recreate fresh new tissue is amazing. And then there's the heart, and we can't not talk about the heart. So GHKCU is known to reduce fibrinogen synthesis, and that is the top predictor of cardiovascular heart disease. It's also known to increase myostatin, which inhibits heart failure. So it's so significant that this doctor who wrote this book, he had a right branch bundle blockage. And he was told by the cardiologist, there's nothing you can do for a right branch bundle blockage. There's no medicine. There's no surgery. There's just nothing. And so he went back after 14 months of wearing the X39 patch and the Eon patch. The Eon patch is an anti-inflammatory patch. And since inflammation eats up stem cells, we recommend that you lower your inflammation while you increase your GHKCU to activate those stem cells. So he wore those two for 14 months, I think it was. When he went back and did the scan again, his right branch bundle blockage was gone. I mean, he went to three doctors. They all tested and he was gone. They're like, that's just impossible. That's impossible. There's no way. These don't go away. So that was amazing. There's an anesthesiologist, Dr. Joseph Peck, who's a 40-year physician. He has said, this is the most significant medical breakthrough in my lifetime. I love that. They actually did a study on the heart, and it was basically a six-week study on the cardiovascular system. And what they found was in 6 weeks of wearing the patch, participants saw improvement in their vascular system. The cardiovascular system actually began acting, functioning, as if it were 8 weeks younger. For every 6 weeks, 8 weeks younger. And it just kept improving and improving. And that's why his right branch bundle blockage, you know, ultimately 14 months later, you know, I think, can't actually say that because it's a wellness product like a Band-Aid, reflecting your light. Your body's the one doing the work, right? It has this innate wisdom and it knows what to do when it's given the things that it needs to do.
Wow. You know, the whole point of my podcast is to present, well, first of all, just to share other people's stories of open heart surgery and how they're doing now. And I just believe in the power of story. But then the other part of my podcast is about bringing all these other ways of healing to the forefront, because I have not found anything that's covered by insurance has not helped me heal. Everything that I have done that's helping me thrive post open heart surgery and the two additional thoracic surgeries I had to have, none of that's been covered by insurance. Well, acupuncture, eventually, like once I hit my deductible, then they'll pay for a little bit of acupuncture. It's so enraging. And acupuncture has been huge for me. But gosh, how many weeks have I been wearing these patches now? I think 6 or 7. And I, within the first couple of days, I was already a new human. I could not believe the energy I had. And all of us heart patients will tell you, you know, we get taken down a few pegs after heart surgery. And it has been a real struggle to get my mojo back. And the other thing that I'd be really interested to find a heart patient. So listeners, I will have a way for you to buy these patches on my website and in the show notes. Anyway, I'd be really interested to hear how these patches affect post anesthesia, because that is such a powerful chemical. It took a long time for me to get my brain back. And I am like a ninja now after wearing these patches. And it was within a couple of days. And it did make me more thirsty, which is a good thing because none of us drink enough water. And I am drinking so much more water. And I am already seeing a difference in my skin. And I too have rosacea. It just has upped my game by so much. And that's why I'm so excited to bring this to the Heart Chamber and my listeners, because you're right. The doctor is right. Like, this is an incredible breakthrough product. And it is another tool we all have at our disposal to not only heal, but thrive after such a life-changing event that is heart surgery.
You're so right. And you talked about the need to sort of detoxify that anesthetic, all the bad drugs that they're pouring in your body, right? Anyone in the audience that doesn't know about glutathione, let me talk about that for a second. I was getting it in IV and orally before I even knew about the patches, in some part to detox from mold, but also to boost my immune system for my autoimmune issues, right? So it's your body's master antioxidant and immune booster. And we actually have a patch, this glutathione patch, that raises your glutathione 300% on average, and it stays there for 24 hours. So glutathione is protecting DNA. It's helping to repair damaged cells, increasing your length of life. The people that live the longest in the world have the highest levels of glutathione. Look in the blue zones for your athletes and people that have the bone-on-bone knee and are looking at a replacement. An Eon on one part of the knee and a glutathione on the other part of the knee, and you'll find people are no longer having to have surgeries because the cartilage is growing. And the next thing you know, their doctor's like, I don't understand, how is this happening? But that's what they're doing. So glutathione is also amazing when combined with Eon and X39. These three have been known to remove spiked proteins. It happened for my friend who had 6 full slides, live blood cell studies of spike proteins. And she never had the vaccine. Anybody who has had the vaccination has spike proteins. Anybody who's had COVID has spike proteins. And many people who actually didn't have the vaccination but have been around people that either had COVID or the vaccination have the shedding effect, and they also have spike proteins. And if you don't know about spike proteins, they're really harmful to your respiratory, to the inflammation of your heart. There's all sorts of problems. You've got to get rid of your spike proteins. If you did nothing else but these 3 pouches for 2 months, this would be huge because you could get rid of those spike proteins. Anyway, I think part of the clarity of the mind is not just the balancing, but that detoxification that the glutathione is helping with.
At the time that we are recording this episode, Jack Wolfson, who I actually just interviewed yesterday, he was speaking to me about the importance of glutathione and the heart and how people, like you were just saying, but he was just saying from his cardiologist perspective that people with low glutathione are way more prone to adverse cardiac events. And so if you don't want to do the LifeWave patch, just at least take glutathione. It is such an important substance.
It is, although I would tell you at the IV of glutathione that I was doing, which is better than oral because oral has to go through, you know, the stomach and all of that, IV right into the system is the best way to get it besides this patch. I was raising my glutathione levels 27% for 7 minutes. That's the equivalent, instead of 300% for 24 hours. So from my perspective, if you want to do the thing that helps your body the most, and we'll talk about, we say reverse aging, but in some way, what I really mean is improving and optimizing the health of every cell from the inside out without a drug, without a medicine. There are no contraindications. So you can take any of these patches without any concerns about what is, you know, do I need to do something with my medicine? What do I need to stop doing? And can I do it with this modality? Can I do it with chemotherapy? Yes, yes, yes. And anybody can. The only people that need to really make sure that they are careful and working with their doctor along the way is someone with an organ transplant. So if you've had a heart transplant and a heart that's not yours in there, your immune system is going to get boosted by these patches. So a lot of people are on those immune suppressant drugs. You can't boost their immune system too high, or their body might attack that other person's heart that's now their heart. That's not to say that we don't have people that are on the patches that have organ transplants, but even more important that you work with a doctor to be very cautious and careful around that.
Okay, thank you for saying that. I wouldn't have thought of that because I do have a lot of transplants that listen to this podcast or have been a guest. I am intrigued by the pro athletes that wear these. My husband and I watch a lot of surfing and we see our favorite surfers wearing them. You have pictures of Tom Brady, the Williams sisters, I think, wear them, the tennis greats.
Beckham, Michael Phelps, Ivory Sully. When you think about that over 300 Olympic athletes, over 300 Olympic athletes were wearing our LifeWave patches in the 2008 Olympics. That's a testament to how safe it is and to make sure that there's no drug in it because they would never risk anything when they're compromising their career. They also wouldn't do it if it wasn't making some difference for them, but it was in fact enhancing performance and improving recovery. So there are double-blind placebo-controlled studies around carnosine. We actually have a patch that elevates carnosine. A lot of elite athletes are very familiar with carnosine. Let me stop and just talk about carnosine for a second. So, you know, one of the problems with our GHKCU, then activating the stem cells, is you can't tell it where to go, right? Your body is going to use up those stem cells where it needs it the most. It's an innate wisdom. It's going to direct it wherever it needs to go. So one of the things I like about supplemental patches like carnosine is that it is going to go in to the areas that carnosine is found. That's the organs. That's the muscles. That's your brain. That's your heart. So by taking a patch that's elevating your carnosine levels, you're really improving those areas, and you know you're improving those areas. So it has been proven to improve cognition and prevent mental decline and visual degeneration, but it also enhances athletic performance, strength, flexibility, and stamina. It protects telomeres. It's kind of considered the first aid patch for bumps and burns and lumps and bruises and lacerations and clots and things like that. It's great for tissue repair and healing and longevity. It helps with heart and blood sugar issues, you know, diabetics that need to work on their A1C. It defends against cancer. It builds glycation properties that protect from glaucoma. It actually builds muscle mass and enhances muscle strength by 125%, is proven in this double-blind placebo-controlled study. So that's a huge patch. And that's $49 a month, right? The X39 is $99 a month. People pay way more than that for supplements that don't necessarily do anything. And their other patch that I would talk about for performance, certainly X39 is always the starting point. We always start with X39. But X49, so remember, X39 is elevating GHKCU. X49 is a patch that elevates the daughter peptide AHKCU. And that daughter peptide is also found in the heart, the brain, and the muscles, right? So what it's doing is it's making sure that AHK is actually activating stem cell activity in those areas, in the brain, in the heart, you know, improving the cardiovascular system. So you'll find people report improved performance, energy, strength, and stamina, cognition, focus, faster recovery after exercise. It also increases bone density, which I love that because, as you know, there's this point in time when your bone density starts to become more and more challenging year after year as we get older and older. And, you know, particularly for my mom's age people, they break their bones and they start the decline. Part of that's because their bones are more brittle. Part of that's their muscles are not as strong. So the ability, and this patch has, is to promote muscle mass. It promotes muscle mass and fat loss. So many people go on diets and they lose muscle, and we need to gain muscle. We need to work on our muscle every single day from now until we die and get more muscle and more muscle, because that strength equates to stability later. It's an ability to stay not wobbly and not falling over and breaking things. So I love that the X49 patch has that huge improvement. But let me tell you about a study that was done on X49. Well, the first thing was that let's talk about the exercise benefits. Athletes are huge on this patch. They love X49 because in 2 months' time, one study, double-blind placebo-controlled study, proved that sit-ups improved 70%, push-ups improved 81%. Compare this to the placebo, and 47% improvement in squats, 112% improvement in bicep curl, and 74% improvement in grip strength. And we think of grip strength, and I think, that's my mom being able to open a bottle in her house on her own, right? An 82-year-old woman being able to do things on her own without the help of somebody else. So that grip strength is important too. And then when you add X39 to the mix, you saw even better benefits, whether that's around how many calories were burned versus the speed. Biking speeds went to 27% improvement, distance, 65% improvement in distance, and pulse decreased. Then there's the issue of body toning. So the X49, for 2 months, this was a 74-year-old man, and there's a ton of them in the study. But as an example, one 74-year-old man went from 37.5% body fat to 33.5% body fat in 2 months, changing no other variables. That is a huge change in his health risk. He went from 53% higher than ideal to 20% higher than ideal. That alone, and the fact that you're increasing muscle mass and losing body fat, not just dieting and losing muscle and water, right? The other thing I love about X49 that is amazing is that it actually acts as a Faraday cage and it protects you against cell phone radiation. So that's huge. And one other thing I would say about the X49 patch is that AHKCU copper peptide activates vascular endothelial cell to support healthy blood flow. So huge for both heart and for exercise and performance. So the other patch that's really great for your athletes, which you're talking about, was the very, very first patch that was ever invented by David Smith. And this is a company that's been around since 2004. And I should point out that these patches don't require a prescription. They can be distributed right to your house because you just basically put them on and you wear it 12 hours and then you take it off. We are actually located and distributing in over 70 countries worldwide. The energy enhancer, this was the one that was likely worn in the 2008 Olympics because X39 wasn't even around yet. So what it does is it increases energy and endurance and reduces fatigue and muscle soreness by increasing beta oxidation, which is the energy production in the cells. So imagine you've got this process that's producing more energy from fat burning and improving mitochondrial function. So I was actually looking for something to improve mitochondrial function for Jim when you are thinking of Alzheimer's, you're thinking of the brain, you're thinking of health. Your mitochondrial function is the powerhouse of everything. It's the beginning of that little part of the cell that's making everything work. So by improving that, you offer huge benefits. It includes anti-aging benefits. It's improving all sorts of organs, breathing, strengthening and tonifying organs. It's known to drain dampness and phlegm and increase the bioenergy throughout the organs. It also burns an extra 300 to 600 calories a day, and it helps the other patches work 30% more effectively. So anybody that's kind of addicted to caffeine or not able to get through the day without a coffee or contraband a Red Bull or anything that is like that, consider these energy enhancers, because what they do is they offer this consistent source of energy. It's not like a shot of espresso. It's just consistent all-day energy. And I will tell you, that has helped me so much. I actually had one fall off my foot. No, one day I actually forgot to put them on. I wear them on the bottom of my feet. There are different places to wear them. That one's not even recommended, but that's where I like them the best, is right on the bottom of my foot. And I found one day I was like dipping in the middle of the day, and I was kind of like, wow, I'm kind of tired. What's going on? Why aren't my energy enhancers working? And I looked at the bottom of my feet to see if one had fallen off. And in fact, I had forgotten to put them on. So I slapped those babies on, and man, I was off and running for the rest of the day. So even if you just wore them when you really needed to, they make a difference, and they make a difference really quickly. But they obviously make a huge difference in the performance.
And I would attest to that. It's made a huge difference. I, for a variety of reasons, I am not able to get in the gym at the moment, but I've been going to a lot of Pilates, which has been exactly what I've needed for right now in my life. And since I started wearing these patches, I have noticed a change in my physique, and I get through a Pilates class like a breeze now. I tell my listeners, and I still stand by this, I'm not going to suggest anything ever on my podcast unless I have tried it first and found that it helped me. And so please hear me now. I would not be bringing Darlene on and talking about this if I had not found it to be helpful for myself. So I cannot believe the difference in my thinking, my energy, my scars starting to change from my 3 thoracic surgeries. I regret not taking a picture of it, but I do think I have an older picture that I can compare. I'm seeing a difference.
That's amazing. So many people that see amazing differences, and I can't think of anybody who ought not give it a try. You can be a skeptic. It doesn't matter. Your body's still going to respond. And my friend with Parkinson's, who has had tremors since she was 5 years old, she absolutely was the biggest skeptic. And after 3 weeks, she comes over. She goes, I want every patch that there is. Her tremors basically came to almost a full stop, where she was literally unable to hold a glass of water without it spilling out.
Wow. Well, and I think about the people who are quick to say yes to a prescription, that when you go to the pharmacy and you pick up the prescription, they give you like a volume, a book, it feels like, of like all the side effects. You're putting this in your body and with all these known side effects. But here, this is just a sticker. It's just a bunch of fun stickers you put on your body, and it doesn't come with this volume of side effects.
That's exactly right. And I'll even share with you, for your audience, Boots, we can make a special arrangement to, if someone's concerned, because I know you have people that have significant health issues, and if you're concerned and you want to talk with a doctor, we can make that arrangement available. There's a doctor, Cashel Southwick, that will do a Zoom with you, with me and you, and you can ask, you know, any questions that you have about your personal situation, about the patches. I'd be happy to offer that opportunity just to provide some additional resource. And she's a doctor that has been doing these patches, and she's actually considering doing only this, because the miracles that she's reaping with this alone have been so tremendous. Every day she's got people talking to her about all the changes that they've had in their life. And she's just like, I've never seen anything like it. And why would I not want to help? I'm in this business to help people heal. You know, drugs is not the answer.
No, it's not. And I just think about the absolute miracle that we have light coming out of us. Like, that in and of itself is just the coolest to me. And yeah, just like going back to the very beginning of the conversation, how these patches reflect the light back. I just think that is the coolest. It kind of gives me chills when I think about it, because we are incredible beings. I think we are just truly just starting to fully grasp, and we are capable of so much more than we are led to believe about ourselves, which goes back to my whole point of we deserve to thrive. It should be a right of ours that we deserve to have access to clean water, clean food, and clean air, and that we deserve to thrive. And this is a technology, if you will, that is helping us access our innate ability to heal. That's how I see it.
Yeah, you're so right. But all it takes is for someone to give it a try. You know, $129, they can get one X39, or they can start with a package of two X39s and two Eons, the anti-inflammation patch, for $299. Or they could try two X39, an Eon, and an Ice Wave if they're in pain, or one X39, Eon, Ice Wave, Glutathione. You know, they could build then customize the kit however they want, or they can become on auto ship, pay the $99 for X39. So there's lots of different options that they can have to keep the price down. I can't imagine a better investment in your health. Your health is your greatest wealth. What would you not do to prevent all of these things? And I'll tell you, I'm heartbroken because I have a cousin. You know, I have a ton of relatives. I don't know how many, 20 relatives that are doing these patches. But I have one cousin who won't talk to any of us about them. He just refused and was very upset about just even the notion of discussing them. And he had a heart attack this week and he barely survived it. And so we're all very sad by that. We knew he was in the high risk area, and which is why we were like, please, he didn't. And now we're hoping that maybe now he'll listen, because even in the recovery, it could be so helpful, right? It just breaks my heart a little bit, because all I can do is share. Everyone's got to make their own decision and decide to be a little open-minded and invest in your health in a way that could absolutely transform your life. Absolutely. It has transformed my life, my personal life, my husband's life, my family's life. And I had a family member who was totally depressed, suicidally depressed, and that lifted. And she's now in a happier space. Relatives who had fibromyalgia and couldn't do anything without 800 milligrams of Motrin several times a day. You know, we have Agent Orange leukemia friends who were on their deathbed and being told, take this pill, it'll kill you, but it'll improve your quality of life until you die. And they started on the patches. And guess what? In 2 days, bounding out of bed, throwing off their walker and doing trips and white cell count dropping. And these are my group. This is my people. There's thousands of testimonials and stories from people that are people I don't know, but these are people I do know. I can't recommend it strongly enough. I'm on here today as someone who's a very private person who has never posted on Facebook ever in my whole life, hardly once when my daughter graduated from the Naval Academy, and then another time when my daughter graduated from the Air Force Academy. That was kind of it. I had no social footprint. I am now opening up my entire life story, my autoimmune disorders, my husband's Alzheimer's, and sharing that with people, not because it's comfortable, and not because I like toe hits, but because I feel like I could reach one person. Where was somebody talking about this for me 2 years ago? There's someone out there right now that's 2 years behind me who it can make a huge difference to them. And whether that's in their heart or their brain or anything at all, autism, ADHD, whatever, you name it, you don't have to live with that anymore. And you just have to try. And then they say, wear it for 1 month for every decade you are old. Don't just try it for a day and say it didn't work, right? A month for every decade you are old to reactivate and really get all of that cellular regeneration.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if there was a formula for that. So that's good to know. And I'm 45. And think about the benefit I'm already getting from it. And I'm a month and a half in. Well, we need to leave it there, Darlene. But oh my gosh, I can't believe an hour has gone by. It's just such powerful stuff. Thank you so much for your time today. And listeners, I will have all of this for you on my website in the show notes. And just thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us, Darlene. And I wish you and your husband, Jim, all the best.
Thank you, Boots. I want to just thank you for all that you do for people in the world, and your courage, your bravery, your wisdom, your transparency, all of those things that are connecting people that don't feel alone anymore and understand that they can take power over their health and take charge of their own health in a different way than they ever thought that they could. So you're making a huge difference in the world, much bigger than the butterfly effect, actually. A huge effect, like a whale flapping effect, like a huge effect.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing my best. Thank you. Thank you for sharing a few heartbeats of your day with me today. Please be sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening. Share with a friend who will value what we discussed. Go to either Apple Podcasts and write us a review, or mark those stars on Spotify. I read these, and your feedback is so encouraging, and it also helps others find this podcast. Also, please feel free to drop me a note at boots@theheartchamberpodcast.com. I truly want to know how you're doing and if this podcast has been a source of hope, inspiration, and healing for you. Again, I am your host, Boots Knighton, and thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday for another episode of The Heart Chamber.